Kia ora, tēnā koutou katoa. Welcome to Nermid's podcast episode 425. Today is Monday, June 1st, 2026. If my voice sounds a bit hoarse or unusually deep, it's because over the weekend we celebrated one of my sister-in-law's birthdays, and then afterwards we went to their house and had a party well into the night, and, although I had to leave to go home to feed Leo, but... So I wasn't as late as some. But anyway, the point is that because it was loud, it was a fairly large family party, I had to talk loud to be heard. And it takes my voice a bit longer to recover from such things than it used to. Sort of like staying up late. I used to be able to stay up until dawn and then go to bed for a few hours and I'd be fine. That was, of course, when I was in my 20s. Nowadays, if I'm up too late, it can take me 3 or 4 days to come right. Anyway, so a few things have happened since my last episode, none the least of which relates to this whole podcasting dilemma, and I'll talk about that in a bit. But there were also some weather events in April that I've blogged about, and I'll put a link in the show notes, or you can just go to emmons.blogspot.com and just scroll down, because it was in the first week of May or thereabouts. Actually, it was probably... about the time that I last attempted a version of this podcast episode. So anyway, somewhere in the first part of May. And I tell you all about that, tell you about what happened and what didn't happen, because it wasn't as bad as had been predicted, although there were bad storms in Wellington that hadn't exactly been predicted either. So there's that. And that's probably one of the biggest things. But since then, in May, it feels like not much happened, just, you know, so... sort of ordinary life stuff until the end of the month when we had the party for my sister-in-law. But I always managed to keep myself busy. And the main thing I've been working on is the project to gather, it's just clothing at this stage, to take to the op shop, what do you call it? Thrift store or charity shop. And what has kept happening with that is that every time I think, that's it, I'm done, I'm just going to pack it up and take it, I think, oh, I really should go through that drawer or something. And, oh, yeah, I've got things that are stored under the guest bed. I should go through all them, too. And so I did. But it kept delaying everything because I kept adding more on to it. But I think I'm done now, and I just need to pack it up. And then I get to start on housewares, you know, like, I don't know, serving bowls and, I don't know, whatever else. There are a few things I'm probably going to sell on our... online auction site called Trade Me, which is kind of like eBay. Not because I think I'm going to get a lot of money, but just because, well, I could get some, but just because I think it's a better venue to get them to a good new home than just taking them to the charity shop. But if they don't sell, that's probably where they're going to end up. Now, back to the never-ending story about what to do with the podcast stuff. It's one of those times when my inability to work out what to do, my indecision, if you will, although it's, I didn't have the options to decide, so I didn't have anything to decide, it's one of the few times it's actually worked out okay. Because what ended up happening is it took me so long to sort things out that by the time I was ready to, by the time I needed to do something, it was time to renew the podcast, the hosting for the website. And so I just did. I just let it renew as is to continue it for another year, which means that the setup as it is right now will continue until after the 20th anniversary of the podcast in March of next year. So nothing's going to change in the short run, and probably nothing will change ultimately until then, until after the 20th anniversary, assuming. So that's a good thing. It took the pressure off, so I have time to evaluate all of my options, I guess. And since I last recorded, I have looked into options just for hosting, paid options. And one of the ones I looked at, just to see what it costs nowadays, was the one I used to be with when I first started, which is called Podomatic. And I think they still do have a free tier, but it's even more restrictive than it was when I was using it. And it's not cheap. In fact, it's among the more expensive options. It's more expensive than Libsyn and some of the others that I looked into. So I don't know what I'm going to do about that. There has been nothing decided yet. I have a few other things that are more pressing, which I suppose I'll mention in a minute. But just to wrap up this particular topic, one of the things that's holding me back, well, there's two things that are holding me back. One is that I don't know where I would have a I don't know, website or whatever, because I don't want to pay for one. And I could just go back to using Amarin's blog as I did for when I first started out. That's where my main place for show notes and stuff was. I could do that, but the audio files have to go somewhere. And that's the part that's missing from this puzzle at this stage. So I don't know, stay tuned to that. But the whole video side is part of the holdup. It's not because I can't, I mean, I already have two YouTube channels, the Amarin's and then one that's just in my name, which isn't public. Although, don't get excited, there's nothing there at all. Anyway, there's a part, you've heard of imposter syndrome, where people feel that they're not worthy of any attention or accolades, or there's several different versions of how that works, but basically where they feel that they don't deserve to be in a space or whatever, a profession, a job, it could be anything. Well, I have a version of that, sort of anticipatory imposter syndrome, because I think about making videos and I think to myself, well, who am I to do that? And then I think, well, you know, if it's just a video version of the podcast, well, that's no big deal. Lots of people do that. But I don't know why those thoughts keep coming into my head, because nothing I've ever done has earned me a single cent anywhere. And so it's not like I'm wanting to be doing the videos to make money, to monetize it, because this has always been just a hobby. And once you start having to worry about the income stream, then it starts to become, there are new pressures onto it. So if I'm just planning or talking about making a video version of the audio podcast, which is to say, essentially, filming myself as I am recording the audio portion, which is essentially what it amounts to, then what's the big deal? And I don't know, but it's one of the things that's been holding me back, I realized recently. So that's something I'm going to have to tend to. But yeah. I said that there are some other things that are more pressing, and at the moment, it's the fact that today, June 1st, well, it's several things. It's a public holiday. It's King's birthday holiday. First Monday in June is King's birthday. His own birthday is in September, I think. But this is the official holiday for the reigning sovereign's birthday. So that's what today is. And the next public holiday will be June 10th, which is Matariki, which is, it's based on Maori New Year. And it takes place at the rise of the star cluster. It's not a constellation. The star cluster Matariki, which is known in the Northern Hemisphere as the Pleiades or the Seven Sisters. So it was traditionally the start of the Maori New Year, and that's now a public holiday and one of only two exclusively New Zealand public holidays on our calendar, the other being Waitangi Day in February, the national holiday. So that's today. Today is also the first day of winter in this part of the world. The official start of winter, the solstice is still like 3 weeks away, but not many people here seem to pay any attention to the solstice. I mean, I'm sure there are people who do, but the weather's already started turning. It actually really started last month. We had a brilliant run of good weather in May. Reasonably warm temperatures, too, except at night, where it would dip ever closer to freezing. And now that's only going to continue. And, of course, it's getting the sunset is like 4:30 or something like that. And it's already dark by 5 already. And we still have 3 weeks to go until the shortest day of the year. But, yeah, so it's winter. But the most important thing of June 1st is that it is my boy Leo's 9th birthday today. And I've been part of his life and he's been part of mine for actually a bit more than 8 years, because he came to live with us like a month before his first birthday. So he's been with me ever since. And at the moment I'm PWPOL, which some people may get what that's a reference to, but it stands for Podcasting with Puppy on My Lap. Although I think he wants to get down because he doesn't like what I talk. Except to him. It's okay if I talk to him, apparently. But now, the things that I'm going through actually started recently when I was just doing a review of expenses and so on, as I do from time to time. And I realized that I'm still carrying a lot of subscriptions to things that I just don't need anymore. I still have Nigel's cell phone, not for any sentimental reasons. I mean, initially, part of the reason I kept the number was because I don't know why, but I was worried that some people who knew him, friends, colleagues, whatever, might not have gotten the news, and they might try to ring him, and then I could be the one to tell them. Well, that never happened. But long term, I had planned on using that for whatever, even for a contact phone for YouTube or whatever. And to keep my regular cell phone is just for me and family, because there's so many people who already have that number. When I first started podcasting, I had a virtual phone number through a service called K7.net. I don't even know if they're still around anymore. And I kept losing it because you had to have you had to be used every so many days or whatever. And I would forget to ring it, and other people would forget to ring it. Well, times have changed, and recorded phone calls into podcasts just aren't as much of a thing as they used to be. If anything, it's only live callers now, and that's a whole different setup and so on. And so it's not an issue anymore. And so I'm paying for this extra cell phone service that I don't need. And so I just need to cancel, which means I'll be losing Nigel's phone number. But the thing is that I've had my phone number since the late 90s, I think. So 27, 28 years, something like that, maybe a bit more. And during that time, Nigel had several. Because he would get new phone numbers from his work and he would just use that exclusively. And so he's had several cell phone numbers over that time, and I've only had the one. So if I'm going to get rid of any, it should be the one that he was using. And I don't really have any particular sentimentality about that because, I mean, we used to talk to each other using the cell phones all the time, but I don't associate that with him, probably because he had so many phone numbers, although he's still in all my contacts. And so that's a bit unusual or whatever, and that's not the word I want, but I'm not going to delete him from my contacts, obviously. But I think it's probably time to let it go. And it's about, I don't know, something like $55 a month or something like that. And, you know, I'm getting of an age now where I need to be more careful about spending. And so I think I will get rid of that. But the main thing I need to get rid of is the Adobe Creative Cloud. It's currently about New Zealand dollars a month, and it goes up every year. So I'm sure it'll get even closer to $100 a month when it renews later this month. But in order to be able to get rid of it, I need to have some sort of alternative. Now, I used to use the Adobe Suite all the time for professional work. And now that I'm not working, I don't actually need it for that. And all I do is I use Photoshop for photos for my blog or social media. And I use InDesign to make labels for storage jars in my pantry. Seriously, that's about all I use it for. And Illustrator is sort of all over the place. I sometimes use it for the blog, sometimes for social media, whatnot. But I certainly don't need all the advanced features and software. I've never used Premiere Pro. And it's just, Adobe isn't innovating anymore to speak of, and they aren't really providing any value for that $100 a month. And so I don't think it's a good idea for me to continue it. But I do need I need substitutes for those three core programs, Illustrator, Photoshop, and InDesign. And one of the ones I was looking at is software called Affinity, which sold a license, and you didn't have to pay again unless they had an upgrade, and they were slow to do upgrades, like once every couple of years or whatever. And I watched YouTube videos about people using it and could see that it was equivalent, even if some of the features were in different places, you know, big deal. Unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know, they were bought by Canva, which is an Australian company which makes online creative tools. Historically, it's been used by a lot of YouTubers who make their title cards and so on using Canva. It's used by designers of various sorts, not necessarily professional, probably not professional designers, but people who want to design things is what I mean. And in order to use Affinity, which you can still download from Canva, you need to have a Canva account. And part of the account itself is free, but they're pushing AI and you have to pay for that. Well, I don't give a shit about AI, so to be blunt. So I don't need that. So I'm still considering that. I'm going to download it and see how it works and see if I feel I can do it. And all the files I've created in Illustrator and Photoshop, I can import into the Affinity suite. The only thing that's a bit dodgy is in design, because you have to save it in a particular format, and which means I'd have to open up all of my files and resave them in the format that can open it. And even then, it doesn't import the graphics. It only does the layout and that sort of thing. So that's actually the thing I need to test out, to see how cumbersome it is to do that. I don't know that there are that many files that I would want to bring over, but you know, I just don't know. So I'm still exploring all of that. Yeah. So that's the biggest, most time consuming thing I have to do over the next couple of weeks, I guess, is to figure out if that's a go or if I'm just going to keep going for another year or what. But we'll see. But basically, I do want to cut expenses so that I can live a little more leanly. Not that I'm, you know, in any dire straits or anything like that. It's just that, you know, it's time, because I'm not using the software professionally anymore, so it's not a business expense. I have thought about dropping Spotify Premium, because I don't use it enough to justify that, and I probably will at some stage. So those are some of the things that I've been up to. Those are some of the things I'm going to be up to. And the main thing is that today's Leo's birthday, and I gave him a special breakfast, and I will give him a special dinner when that time comes around. And he's been very happy today. He's been very clingy. Obviously, if he's sitting in my lap all this time while I've been talking, he must be enjoying my company. He doesn't know what a birthday is, obviously, but I do, and maybe he just knows that makes me happy, and it's got something to do with him. But that's it for today. I will talk to you when I talk to you. Kakete ano. Bye. You can comment on this or any episode of the Amrens Podcast at amrenspodcast.com, where you can also leave a voice message. You can visit and comment on the Amrens Facebook page, or you can email me, with or without a voice message, at amrens@gmail.com. This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Network and is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.